Good afternoon, everyone. I hope this finds you well. Today is Wednesday. Oh, we got to take September off the calendar here. So today is Wednesday, October 4th. Sorry I didn't come to you earlier in the week. I actually had some family time, went to a fair with my girls and my husband and their boyfriend. So had a great day. But here I am today, Wednesday, putting this out for you guys. I just want to start my podcast this week by saying thank you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. Thank you for taking the time if you share my podcast. This is just something that I really like to do. I really like to serve you guys. I love to bring information and knowledge to you guys and just my life experiences. And if one person can learn from that, then I love that. If I can touch one person's life to make them feel better about themselves, then I love that. For everyone that knows me, knows I'm a people person. I have a good ear. And I think I have some good advice. So I'm going to ask you guys a question and I want you to think before you answer it. Who's the number one person that stops you from doing the things that you want to do? Who's the person that stops you most of the time from you achieving your goals or you setting goals or you even thinking that you can do goals or stops you from doing the things that you really want to do with your life to be the best version of yourself? Yep, you're right. It's you. We all have that inner demon, that person. Sometimes we don't even have that inner demon. I do. People know I've talked about Victoria in the past. Sometimes it's not even Victoria that's trying to sabotage me. Sometimes it's my own self-worth, my own self, lack of growth, lack of, self-esteem, whatever it is. I've been thinking a lot about this week. There's a lot to think about on this subject. And again, most of us are guilty of it at one point or another in their lives. Some of us do get better at it. I feel like I've gotten better at it. Just even in the last year or two. I mean, if you go back and listen to some of my older podcasts with my running in the winter and stuff, Victoria was coming out all the time. And she doesn't visit as often as she used to. It's mostly me now that kind of gets hard on myself. I guess Victoria kind of is like a little excuse thing kind of thing. Kind of funny as well, but all jokes aside, I just want to talk about why we stop ourselves. For me, lately, I haven't stopped myself, but I haven't been the best version of myself. I feel like my gym time is a little bit of half-ass, partly because I'm not seeing results. I feel like I've kind of, I hate to use that fucking word, plateaued, but I do feel like I've plateaued a little bit. And the scale is just a reference. It's not the beginner end all. Totally agree with you guys. 100%. I've said this before. But it's up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. My measurements have stayed the same. So that's, a little frustrating. Now, granted, I'm not putting in the work like I did when I was doing 75 hard. I am trying to go out in the afternoon and get a second walk in. I will be doing that after I do this podcast. Let me back up and punt when I say that. My walks have made a huge difference. When I was diligent on doing them in the afternoon, I did notice a huge difference in my mental well-being and everything. Partly because I do listen to educational podcasts. So I feel like I'm getting two bangs for my buck. I'm getting my outside time and my vitamin D because when I run in the morning, it's dark. And when I run in the morning, I listen to music and I also getting more steps in. I'm connecting with earth. A lot of times I'll either pick up a stick or an acorn or something tangible in my hands. Cause I'm just that kind of person. Even when I meditate, I have meditation rocks. And I just feel connected. And it's just, I don't know. It benefits me all around. And I think walking doesn't get the recognition that it should get. But that's a whole nother podcast. But anyways, I just feel like my gym time has been kind of like just not 100%, and partly because I'm not seeing any changes in my body or not even in the scale, but in my body, in my measurements and all that other stuff. When I look at myself, I like what I see. I know I'm strong. Those goals that I set for myself, I am attaining my weight. You know, I'm always lifting more because that's important to me. I usually always get my steps in. My running too has been, I wouldn't say it's been half-ass, but you know, I really haven't been pushing the miles like I had in the past years. Partly because I tell myself, well, I want to run for a long time, so I don't want to injure myself. Partly because I've been going to the salon a little bit earlier, and it's hard to get up and out running before 5. And again, I'm making an excuse in my mind right now as I'm speaking to you guys. Excuse me, but it is dark out there. And I don't know. Psychologically, it's just really hard to push yourself when you're by yourself to get out there and do it. So I am the person that is stopping myself, that's making up all these fucking excuses left and right of why I can't get out earlier to get an extra mile in. It's only 10 minutes earlier, you know, if I run a 10-minute mile. So really, in the big scheme of everything, what's 10 minutes? Am I tracking my food like I should? No, I'm half-assing it. And that being said, that tracking my food will change because I'm going to get an accountability person. I think I have someone in mind. And if that person listens to this podcast, I hope we connect on that. Accountability is 100% helpful. When like everyone noticed I wasn't at the gym on Monday because I took a day to go to the fair. And I chose, at first I was just going to run. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to give my body a day to rest. I haven't taken a day off in a while. That being said, could I go out and walk? Yeah, I could have, but you know, we got 4 miles in at the fair. I mean, I got well over my steps. So I was like, you know, that's fine. So I just want everyone to be aware that I'm just as guilty as being my own person that stops myself. But I'm trying to be more aware of this. And how often do we stop ourselves when we're trying to grow? Like, for instance, trying to grow my health coaching business. How often do I say, yeah, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to take this class and learn this and try to educate myself on that. But then something comes up and that totally gets put on the back burner when I could schedule it into my day. Are we totally off schedule? Everyone, because I haven't scheduled my day in quite a while. Summer is loosey goosey for all of us. Anyone that has young kids, it's hard. It's just hard to do that. School's well into session now. We all need to get back to scheduling our things in. I think that that's really important. And now that I'm communicating with you guys, I realize that I'm just as guilty. I haven't been doing it. Why? Because it's easy. It's there. If it's scheduled in, it's part of your day. Why do I feel like I don't have enough time in my day? Well, because I'm not managing it like I should be. So it's all right here. This part of my podcast, I'm not making excuses. I'm just pointing out the facts of where I've kind of fallen off the wagon and where I keep telling myself, that I can't do these things when in fact I can. I don't know if anyone else is in the same boat as me right now. I know I have a couple people at the gym that kind of is on the same boat as me. Like, it's just hard. Like, once you've been just sailing along for a little bit and you see that open ocean and you just kind of want to keep going, but yet you're not taking any side roads to make yourself better or challenge yourself, then you're not getting that growth. You're just sailing along and it's just, I don't know. The sunsets aren't as pretty and the sunrises aren't as pretty. You kind of stop noticing them after a while because now you're just in that stupid funk because you tell yourself you can't do it. We stop ourselves. You know, we don't encourage ourselves to grow. We don't encourage ourselves to learn or put ourselves out there. And I'm just as guilty. I am just as guilty. So maybe October's challenge should be trying to put ourselves out there. I'm just writing this down so I don't forget. maybe you guys should make a couple challenges with yourself on maybe picking a different book to read. Because we all get stuck in that rut of, like, you know, romance novels and all that other stuff. Well, we're not going to really learn a whole lot from romance novels, you know, because we already know how to do all that stuff. So maybe we should just challenge ourselves to keep putting ourselves out there so we grow. Because I know personally, I feel like my ship is just sailing, going straight. There's no turns. It's just straight ahead. And I'm not liking what I see, you know? It's boring just going straight ahead. I like going down the different roads. That's one of my funnest things when I'm running is, like, what can I find? What neighborhood can I run in? Like, oh, where does this lead? Or the other day I was running in Yarmouth behind the middle school, and, like, I didn't realize there was a path that led out to the fields. I'm like, dang. And I'm like, that was just pathetic, believe me, because I should have known that was there. So I challenge us to also not let us be the person that stops us, to be that inner voice and say, Susie, you can do this. You have wanted to work on getting that six pack abs. I'm just using this as an example. Abs are made in the kitchen. Everyone knows that. Yes, we all need to do core work. Core work is not just abs. Core is your whole mid, back, obliques, all of that. So let's just be very clear about that. That's a whole other podcast. Get on track, Veronica. But, if you want to see your abs, then you have to cut back on your calories, because abs are made in the kitchen. It's definition of, reducing body fat. So that's a proven fact. Another prime example. Today I have been trying to do front lateral leg raises, from hanging from a bar. Not easy, but I really want to incorporate them. So I've been doing three sets of three, to start the process. I know you guys are thinking, oh, how hard can that be? But when you're lifting your legs up from the ground all the way up to the top of your head, it is hard. So cut me a little freaking slack. But, and the three that I'm doing is not pretty. It is not pretty. I can't even make, I'm almost like, I'm not even, probably if I had to guess, 3/4 of the way up, not even halfway up, maybe. I don't even know. 1/4 of the way up, maybe. But today I was like, no, I'm just too tired to do that, my last set. And I said, nope, I'm going to do this. This is my commitment to myself. So sometimes we really have to use our inner voice and our challenges and to challenge ourselves for the things that we want to do that are important. I'm not saying that we're probably going to revisit this topic here and there, because that's just life. Life ebbs and flows. Some months we're really motivated to kick ass and just, you know, is amazing. And other months it's just really hard. Being a woman's very difficult. Being a man's very difficult too. But, you know, we have so many different pressures on us. Men too. I don't want to stereotype, because men are just as important. My husband fucking rocks it. I mean, the guy is incredible. He goes to work, you know, he has breakfast waiting for me when I get home on the weekends, you know? So they have it just as hard as we do, hormonally and all that stuff. I mean, this aging process shit is just for the birds, but that's yet another podcast. So anyways, so let's really concentrate on October, putting ourselves out there, getting back into scheduling, getting our planners out, making sure that we're using our time adequately. Stop making excuses. You can get that extra mile in when you're walking. It's just another 10 or 15 minutes. What can give on the other end so you can get your steps in? Take the 5 minutes to track your food. Tracking your food, yes, I know it's a pain in the butt. I track my food for different reasons. I don't necessarily track my food for calories. I track my food for protein, because I try to hit a certain amount of protein every single day, because you have to have protein in order to build muscle. So that's another whole podcast, but there's a little information for you. So let's really just try to get back on to track if you're off track. If you're not off track, that is amazing. I'm so proud of you for staying on track. But, you know, summer's over now. It's time to dig our heels in, start trying to finish our goals for the year. Think about our goals for next year. What's important to you? Yeah. So I hope this podcast is helpful. I hope it resonates with you. I hope that everyone is doing well. FYI, not that you're asking this, but I will put this out here. With the start of October, I am now back on my supplements. That right now, I'll just put this out there. I'm doing a pro, pre, and post probiotic. They all work together. It's just as it sounds. Pre kind of does the beginning work, and the probiotic gets all the, you know, starting to get all the crappy stuff out of your system, and the post is what flushes all the bad bacteria out of your system. I've had some gut issues lately, not lately, for a couple weeks, and so I needed to get back on track. For those that don't know this, I do have IBS and the starts of cold diverticulitis. So I go through these flare-ups every now and then. So I've started those, and then back on vitamin D because lack of sunlight now at this point in time, even though this last week has been beautiful. Fish oil, I'm doing a probiotic fiber that goes into my protein drink. And FYI, I changed protein drinks this month. I got Garden of Life. I don't know if I'll do this again, just to let you know, but I thought they have one with greens. So I chose to do that one again. I don't know that I would do it. I don't know. There's a lot of bang for your buck there, but I don't drink it as quickly as I do just the chocolate ones. So just FYI, what else am I doing? I've incorporated, I'm waiting for my magnesium to come in. I'm going to get back on that. What else am I doing? Oh my goodness. Oh, of course, creatine. I do that every single morning. Fish oil, vitamin D. I'm waiting for my magnesium. I started back in on my probiotics. Oh, I'm doing this mega dose of turmeric because I have some inflammation going on in my body. So I started that up today. That's my other one. I've switched my water over. I'm doing lemon water with ginger root. Just FYI, really quick, lemon water, you know, squeeze 2 or 3 lemons into a glass jar, dice up some lemons, put it in your fridge with water, don't fill it all the way up. So you're going to take 1 ginger root, peel it as best as you can, simmer it in water, and then put it in with the lemon juice. So ginger is really good for stomach issues, settling your stomach, inflammation. And then, of course, lemon water is just a great let's flush all that fucking shit out of your system. So I do that first thing in the morning before I even have my coffee. I try to get down 8 ounces at least. You will notice it because you will, like I do anyhow, burp lemon. So you know that it's kind of like doing its thing. So that's some changes I've made for October. I will let you know how I make out with the new probiotics. I'm super excited about it and the magnesium. And I think that's it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, guys, thanks for listening. I hope you have a marvelous week. I'll try to come back midweek and, maybe Friday and try to do a quick, cheer you guys on. Podcast. Thanks for listening.